Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's Arrest Report, and thank you for sharing your time with me today. The following are some of the arrest reports filed with local law enforcement agencies. On Monday, August 20th, a total of 20 civil papers were served throughout the day, but only one arrest at 9:10 p.m. on 1300 Harrison, assault simple. On Tuesday, August 21st, 8:28 a.m., the complaint from Walmart was theft and the arrest was for
possession of dangerous drugs.
1:01 p.m., 500 West Granite, motor vehicle theft. 4:34 p.m., Basin Creek Road, assault. 10:53 p.m., 5100 South Warren. The charge was PFMA, reasonable apprehension. On Wednesday, August 22nd, 4:33 p.m., 100 East Daly, ungovernable juvenile. On Thursday, August 23rd, 5:05 p.m., disturbance hailed the complaint from 2100 Cornell. The arrest was for aggravated assault. On Friday, August 24th, 0:15 a.m., 1300 Harrison Avenue, driving while suspended or revoked. 6:02 a.m., vandalism was reported on 2600 South Colorado, and a subject was arrested for criminal mischief. Here's a new one. At 11:37 in the morning on Iron Street and Maryland, the complaint was man with a gun. And the subsequent arrest? Indecent exposure. Another first. At 4:32 on 1100 South Nevada, the charge was assault with cuts and broken bones. Ouch. Five 5:40 p.m. West Park parking garage, possessed drug paraphernalia. On Saturday, August 25th, 1:11 p.m., 100 West Park, assault simple. 3:53 p.m. on 400 South Clark, disorderly conduct. 10:36 p.m., traffic stop, Front and Atlantic. The charge was DUI refusal. On Sunday, August 26th, 2:53 a.m., Granite and Prospect, DUI per se, 0.08 or greater. The time was 3:38 p.m. The location was 300 West Mercury, and the allegation, possession of dangerous drugs. 4:57 p.m., 400 South Clark, turtle suit alert. The charge, protective custody. 7:13 p.m., traffic stop, Harrison and Ottawa, criminal endangerment. And that puts a wrapper on this week's arrest report. Please, everyone, stay safe, use good judgment. Until next time, for the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.